Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is expected to announce today that a ban on women serving in combat roles in the military will be lifted over the coming years. Around heavily deployed Fort Drum, soldiers generally welcomed the news. We get more from WRVO's Joanna Richards.
Under the new rule, women would be allowed to serve in traditional frontline roles. Sergeant First Class James Crawford, a 24-year Army veteran, was having dinner at the Hopspot, a bar and restaurant in Sackett's Harbor, last night when he heard the news from me. But he says it doesn't signal as big a change as some might think.
You know, we don't fight wars where there's a line in the sand where you're on one side, I'm on the other, battles everywhere. So when the fight is everywhere, everybody's included, no matter what, whether they're male or female.
Crawford was recently deployed in Afghanistan, where he drove trucks with a transportation unit. He says the women he worked with then bore the same risks he did, and he supports the expansion of their roles.
I'm also the father of four daughters, and my daughters can do anything a man can do.
Specialist Brendan Katarski was having a beer with a friend at Buffalo Wild Wings in Watertown. He was still taking in the news. His main concern was that female soldiers be able to meet the physical demands of greater combat roles, what the Army calls your military occupational specialty.
Honestly, I was surprised, and I don't know, it kind of shocked me. And I just hope that with them being in combat MOSs, that they keep the same standard, that they don't lower the standard just because it's a female.
Katarski worried about the impact of possible relationships between battle buddies.
Say, like, me and her are in combat together and she gets shot. I'm emotionally attached to her, and that's harder for me to, like, grasp than to say it was just one of my fellow, like, brothers.
Another bar patron was Specialist Alexander Cruz. He says he generally supports the change.
I don't have a problem with it because they got the right to defend their country, too. If they meet all the requirements for them to be there, why not? I mean, they are a human being just like us.
Cruz, too, though, says women need to be able to hold their own in battle.
When you go to combat, you got to carry a lot of stuff. So think about it. If we got to try to carry somebody else and carry the equipment also, it's going to be, you're going to be struggling with the mission. But, I mean, if they can do that, I mean, it's good. They're good to go.
The change is expected to be implemented over the next few years, with some exceptions still possible for women's service. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards in Watertown.